Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM, umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
And that was Delirious, and the title of the song, Majesty, Here I Am. And before Delirious, I gave you the Voices of Heaven. We had them this previous Friday. What a wow. What an awesome group they are. And they just love the Lord. I remember the first thing they did when they came into studio, they prayed. And they gave us the song, I Believe. I'm now joined by Pastor Mary Masina in the studio. Muruti, how are you?
I am well, Sis Bongile, and how are you?
Blessed of the Lord, welcome.
Amen. Thank you so much for the opportunity.
Before we go into today's lessons and teachings, we had the camp on the 15th, right?
Yes.
I remember the date. So how was the camp, the prayer and fasting camp?
We had a wonderful time in the presence of the Lord. And the focus area of the camp was in the book of 2 Chronicles, chapter 20, verse 12. And I'm going to read it. It says, "Our God, will you not exercise judgment upon them? For we have no might to stand against this great company that is coming against us. We do not know what to do, but our eyes are upon you."
Sure.
This is the time of Jehoshaphat and the Israelites. The Bible says the Spirit of the Lord, while they were, you know, telling God, they were afraid of the situation. And they said to the Lord, "We are surrounded by our enemies." And the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel. And Jahaziel said, "The Lord is saying, this battle is not yours, it is mine." But what I like from here, and it was our focus area at the camp, was that, Lord, we don't know what to do. In whatever situation, a family that you go through, like these people, they said, "Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes are on you."
Wow, that is so powerful right there.
Amen.
Okay, one would like to dwell. Now, say, give to dwell. I want to dwell there. But today we're talking about Elijah and the woman with the oil.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Before that, can I just give a short about the camp?
Yes.
As I've said, that we were immense, so strongly in the presence of God, the outpouring of the power of the Holy Spirit. And again, going to the camp, we're going to a secluded place, like Jesus, who would go to Gethsemane to go and pray. And after the interview that I had with you, you remember we had an interview the very same day when I was going home. I was receiving so many calls from the Radio Pulpit family members.
Wow.
And again, there's this family, Bishop Mufamadi from Secunda. He called me and said, "I have listened to this interview. We want to come to the camp. When I get home, I'm going to tell Umam Bishop." And both of them in the evening, they called me. They wanted to know about the logistics of the camp. And guess what, Ausponyini? They came with a quantum, and again Fortuna. They came with so many people. And at the camp, we had people from Botswana.
Oh, wow.
Sister Kitumetsi and Limama Mulaudi. We had representative from Zambia, representative from Congo. We had people from Zimbabwe, and again South Africa. We had five countries represented at the camp. And Ausponyile, I will say, it's the grace of the Lord.
Wow, that is so awesome.
Amen. 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 Yes, and going back to the woman with the oil, we find that from the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4, verse 3, where it says, only verse 3, then he said, the prophet of the Lord, Elisha, said to this woman, a widow, "Go borrow vessels from everywhere, from all your neighbors, empty vessels." And I like this. "Do not gather just a few." Go everywhere and look for vessels. Go and borrow. Mm. Go knock at every door. Go and borrow vessels. Mm. Come with those vessels, not just a few. Because this woman was a widow and the husband passed on. And this woman was left with debts. And they wanted to come and take the boys. So the prophet of God said to this woman, what do you have? And this woman said, I have only a small portion of oil that I can cook, use to cook for my sons. And the prophet of God, of the Lord said, go and borrow vessels.
Mm.
What does this mean?
Mm.
Remember, the prophet of God is representing God. This was God speaking to this woman that I want to change your story. I want to perform a miracle. We have a slogan that says, Mudimu itirelebu paki. That means he is God of miracles. He is God of testimony. And this woman listened to what the prophet of God said. She went and the boys all around asking for the jars, asking for the buckets to bring them to her house. And the Lord performed a miracle. Awusibongile, God is speaking to all of us. Family, God is speaking to all of us. We go through situations in life where we don't know how to come out from those situations. Maybe if you are out there, your child have been studying and is waiting for the results, but the school is saying we will not release the results, or this child will not graduate because there are fees that are outstanding.
Right.
And as a parent, you don't know what to do.
Mm.
Or maybe you are out there. The bank is saying, we are coming to take your house.
Mm.
We are coming to take your car.
Mm.
Or maybe you are at work. Your name is on the list of people that are about to be retrenched.
Mm.
But the Lord spoke to this woman and said, go and borrow jars because I want to change your story.
Wow.
God said to Moses, Moses, build an ark of covenant. And after Moses built it, the Lord said, Moses, I am the one who will come and put the testimonies of the people at the mercy seat.
Mm.
Our testimonies are there at the mercy seat. But for us to get or to receive those testimonies, we have to have an ear to listen to what the Spirit of the Lord is saying.
Mm.
And God is speaking to all of us. Even right now, God is still speaking to us. God changed the story of this woman.
Mm.
And I'm declaring, family, that more and more, your story will be changed. This woman, God changed her story. They were left with increase. They were left with plenty. They were able to pay all the debts and were left with so much in their house. So even with us, God wants to change our story. It doesn't matter that we are at the end of the year.
Mm.
God can still change our story.
Wow.
It doesn't matter what you are surrounded, what the environment is saying, what negativity is saying against you and against your family. But God wants to change your story.
Sure, God wants to change my story.
Praise the Lord.
It doesn't matter what time it is.
It doesn't matter.
There's nothing like late.
He works with his appointed, his, not our time, but his appointed time.
Mm.
Amen.
So now the woman gets a command,
yes.
Or should I say, it's a command, from the prophet to say, go get jars, borrow as many as you can.
Mm-hmm.
What I've heard more than anything with most of our family members are issues with hearing the Lord and knowing this is God, especially if you've been going through something for a very long time.
Yes.
And you've been praying about it and trusting God, but you want to be sure that he says, move, get the jars.
Yes.
Let's talk about hearing God.
Yes.
How do we hear God and know without a shadow of doubt that this is him talking to me. Amen. And giving me an order to say, now with this, I want you to do this. Take these steps because I'm changing your story.
Amen. Amen. Auspongile, God is speaking to us through his word. And God can speak to you through anything.
Mm.
You know, passing on the road, you can see something. You can see the plants, the trees. God can, there might be a revelation of some kind from what you are looking at. God is speaking to us also, as I've said, through his word. Even right now, listening to, as we are sharing the word of God, God is still speaking.
Mm.
Somebody is hearing, and it confirms in your spirit that this is what the Lord is saying. This woman, she was in death. She was surrounded by pain. They wanted to come and take the boys. She was surrounded by negativity.
Mm.
You know, there were so many things that were coming to voices that were coming.
Yeah.
She could not even, I believe that she could not even sleep at night because of worry, because of fear, because of anxiety.
Mm.
But the Lord, when the Lord speaks to us, he will make sure that we hear. God will not speak only once. Mm. He can speak once, one can tap into hearing. But God will come again and speak his word through somebody else. He will come and give a confirmation of what he has said. When reading the word of God, you will find peace in your spirit that this is what the Lord is saying. Even when you are alone, you will, and especially Osmonile, for us to be able to hear the voice of God is when we allow God to set us apart.
Okay.
From many voices that are out there. In Psalm 121, David says, I lift up my eyes to the hills where my help comes from. David was sitting alone. And David, and the other version says, I lift up my eyes to the hills of Jerusalem. So in other words, David was sitting alone there, out there. David was faced with challenges. Men wanted to kill him because the wives and the boys and their girls were captured by the enemies. So God made David to be set apart, to be alone, for David to be able to hear the voice of God. And David, in at that moment of being challenged by the situation, he looked up and saw that my help comes from above, not from men. So even with us family, sometimes it's not easy to hear the voice of God. But you need to give yourself, to set yourself apart from the negativity or from many voices or moving away from all these advices that you get. Because sometimes we get good advices and bad advices, but we cannot differentiate because of the situation that we are in. But when we move out from that and say, Lord, here I am. I have tried this. I have gone there and there. Speak to me. Like the Jehoshaphat and the Israelites, they were faced with challenges. They were blaming God. And I believe they started blaming Jehoshaphat until all of them said, Lord, we do not know what to do, but we fix our eyes on you. And the Bible says after that, the Bible says, and the Spirit of the Lord came upon Jahaziel. And God spoke to Jahaziel. Even with us, the Lord is speaking to all of us. But the question is, where you are, are you able to hear him? Because if I'm in a place where there's too much noise, I will not be able to hear you, Osmongil. Even on the phone, I'll keep on saying, what are you saying? Sorry, what are you saying? Because I'm unable to hear you. But when I go to a place where I'm alone, there are no voices, I will be able to hear you. Even with the voice of the Lord, it's like that.
It's very important that then you move away from noises, move away from the situation itself, move away from anything that will distract you so that you can hear the Lord clear.
Yes. You know,
I think move away from yourself as well.
So
because
true.
Because with the worrying that you were talking about, that the woman might have had, the anxiety,
yes,
those things speak.
Yes.
And they're very loud.
Yes.
So you need to quieten all of that inside of you,
yes,
as well.
Yes, so true, Osbonyile. You need to move away from yourself, from self, from me.
Yeah.
And just allow God to speak. There was a time where I was going through challenges. And I was telling my sisters, I was telling this one, I was telling Osbonyile, I was telling this one. And up until when the Lord said, it's time that you move away.
Yeah.
Because I want to help you. But your focus is on people.
Mm.
Your ears are listening to what people are saying.
But pain also has that kind of a nature.
Of course.
Yeah.
Of
where, course. Where you can't hear God, but you hear the pain more than.
Sure.
You can't even hear God in that space when there's pain in your life.
Yes.
Whatever kind of pain.
You can't. Mm. You can't. And pain
and grieving as well.
And grieving as well, because you want to tell, you want, and people, even when people come and say how are you, you will cry and just tell them that, you know, this Osbonyile did this, Osbonyile did that, until the Lord spoke to me direct to my spirit and said, I want to fight for you.
Wow.
But I'm unable to fight for you because you are fighting this battle for yourself. Move away from everyone. There's a time where, Osbonyile, until you come to cul-de-sac, until you hit the wall, until you come like the Israelites who came to the sea, and they saw that now there's no way for us. And that's where they were supposed to start to believe that the God of Israel is alive. Even with me, there was a time where I felt that I have come to cul-de-sac and I need God. And that's where I was able to hear the voice of God.
Sure. Let's take a break. We're coming back.
Praise the Lord.
Taking the sounds of Jacqueline Carr, changing your story.
When the drive gets long, we are there. Listen live to Radio Pulpit on radiopulpit.co.za, DSTV 882, and OpenView 607. Also, follow us on our social media, download our app, and listen to our podcasts wherever you are. Radio Pulpit, still your daily companion.
Hlala ulalele umngani wakho wemihla ngemihla. Thola i-app yethu ku-App Store noma ku-Play Store. Futhi ungavakashela uradiopulpit.co.za.
Sihamba ngokholo kunye nawe apha eRadio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo wakho wemihla ngemihla.
It is exactly 20 minutes just before 11. At 11 o'clock, we say hello to Germany, Yanni Belso with Perspective. Give you the sounds of Jacqueline Carr, changing your story. And it's exactly what we're talking about today when we are focusing on the woman with oil and meeting with Prophet Elijah with Pastor Mary Masina. I see Musa Wenkosi Ministries. Hello to you. Thank you for being with us. Thank you for joining in. And I see... I guess Nisieker, what the, I think Germany Yanni Bels is trying to write something else there, but it's coming out on this one. All right. Thank you, Germany. But yeah, we are still on this woman and the Lord changing your story. How important is it to believe the word of the Lord as is, Murut? Because most of the times when the Lord speaks to us, what's nice about the woman is that the prophet was there and he was telling her what to do and everything.
Yes.
And she her life was changed. Her story was changed. But now God talks to us either through his word, through his servants as well. How important is it to believe that he's doing it? We just had that song, God is changing your story. And as you hear the lyrics, Jacqueline Carr would say, that won't be my story no more, because God is changing my story. So how important is it for us to believe his word?
Aswengile, it is very much important to believe that he is able. And I must be honest, it's not an easy thing to believe. But we have to be on the grounds of saying, telling ourselves that I know that he is able from what he said in his word.
It doesn't matter how many days are left.
It doesn't matter how many days are left
before December finishes.
That it is, he can do it for me.
Yeah.
There's a testimony of this lady who was looking for a job, and this woman was praying, asking God for a job, and she stayed for years not getting anything, until one day they called her for an interview. When she was going for an interview that morning, it started raining, pouring heavily, and she could have said, I won't go for this interview because of the rain. I don't have a car. I don't have anything. Mm. But this woman believed that I have prayed and I have to go for this interview. Mm. She took off. She was running to get a bus to go to where the interview is, to that company. And she took off her shoes. She was running on the rain to get a bus. And then from where the bus would stop to the company, it was a distance. Mm. Still without her shoes, she ran to that company. Mm. When she got there, she was wet.
Mm.
And she got into the interview room. The panel was there waiting for her.
Mm.
When they saw her being
soaking wet,
they said to her, you came, even if it's raining, we will not interview you. Unfortunately, we will not interview you.
But this is your job.
But because of being loyal, and we see that once you become an employee of this company, you will be loyal.
Yeah.
The job is yours.
Wow.
So this woman did not know what was coming.
Yeah.
But she believed that I have prayed and God will answer. Mm. Even if she did not know when, but she kept on saying to herself, the Lord will answer.
Mm-hmm.
Even with us, Auswengile, we don't know when will God answer us, our prayers.
Mm-hmm.
But we just have to believe and convince ourselves that he is able.
Mm-hmm.
Even if the bank is saying you are left with 2 days, the Lord will still do it. Amen.
Oh, wow.
Job is saying in the book of Job chapter 8 verse 7, though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly.
Wow.
Praise the Lord. Though your beginning was small, yet your latter end would increase abundantly.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter what is happening now. It doesn't matter how you started. It doesn't matter how the family that you grew up in. When you compare it with your neighbor or with other families.
Mm-hmm.
But the Bible says, Job says, but your latter end will be great. Your latter end will increase abundantly. So we have to believe, family, that the God that we serve, he said in the book of Ephesians chapter 3 verse 20, that he is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can think or dream of.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, we don't know when he's going to answer, but faith is the substance of things hoped for. The Amplified Version says, faith is the title deeds. Faith is the confirmation. In other words, it's being confirmed in your spirit that the Lord has answered, that my car is here, my job is here. I don't see it with my eyes. I have not stepped into that company as yet, whatever company, but I believe that God has answered
me.
Amen.
Diana Duplessis says, powerful message, God blessings, and she is in George. Thank you so much, Diana, and we are grateful for this message this morning. Muruti, let's close it. Your time is not on our side. It's so jealous. What do we say in closure?
In closure, I'd like to encourage the family from the book of Isaiah 54, verse 1. It says, sing, O barren, who you have not borne, break forth into singing. And cry aloud, you have, you who have not labored with child, for more are the children of the desolate that than the children of the married woman, says the Lord. Cry out, O barren, cry out. Somebody is crying out there that when is God going to answer me? When is God going to heal my family emotionally, psychologically, mentally, physically? Somebody is crying out there that things are not going right. The puzzles of my life are not connecting. But Isaiah is saying in the book of Isaiah 54:17, oh, sing, you barren woman, you who has not bore children, or you have not labored children of your own, but sing aloud. In other words, God is a God of miracles. At the appointed time, God will come through for you. God will give you a smile. The Bible says, tears may last for a night, but joy comes in the morning. So family, your joy will come in the morning. Amen. May the Lord bless you in Jesus'
and
name.
And Limichi says, amen and amen. Jesus is Lord. I receive in Jesus' name. Musa Wenkosi Ministry is saying, your latter end will be great. Yeah, I was reminded as Muruti was talking of that song, your latter will be greater than the rest.
Amen.
So yeah, your latter will be greater. It might look like 2024 is ending, but hey, your latter will be greater. Keep trusting in the Lord. Muruti, how do we get hold of you if we'd like to talk to you directly?
My number is 082-787-9234. I repeat, 082-787-9234. It's also on WhatsApp.
I'm going to ask Muruti to just pray for the body of Christ in this regard. I think we might have we still have some minutes, 2 minutes or so, to just pray. I know there are those who are discouraged. I know that there are those ones who are like, should I continue? Should I not? Those who are like, who say, I've heard the Lord. I thought I heard him correct. Ganti, why is it taking so long? Or, didn't I hear right? Maybe it was a mistake. So we just need the Lord in those circumstances.
Amen.
And situations. Can we just take it to the Lord in prayer?
Amen. Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are before the throne of mercy, the throne of grace. That Spirit of the living God, our lives are in you, O God. May our lives be rooted and grounded in you. I'm bringing the body of Christ. I'm bringing the nation before you, O God. As your word says in the book of Isaiah 54, Isaiah 40, verse 30 and 31, that they that wait upon the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on high like eagles. They shall run and not get tired. I'm praying for those that are feeling tiredness, becoming exhausted of running this race. I pray that restore, mighty Father, their strength. Restore their stamina of running this race in the mighty name of Jesus. I'm praying for those that are not well in their bodies. I speak the healing of the Lord in the name of Jesus. I declare Psalm 107 verse 20 that Jesus sent forth his word to heal them and snatch them from every door of destruction. Mighty Father, Father, I speak the blessings of the Lord upon each and everyone in the name of Jesus, according to Numbers chapter 6, verse 24. May the Lord bless, my Father, your children. May the Lord bless and keep them, O God. May the Lord lift up his countenance and be gracious to them. May the Lord smile on them and their families. And may the Lord bless them and grant them peace. In the mighty name of Jesus. And I declare peace upon the nation. I declare peace upon the families. I declare peace upon the body of Christ. In the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen and amen. May the Lord bless you. Amen.
And amen. Muruti, thank you so much for ministering unto us. May the Lord keep keeping you, and may he bless the works of your hands. Thank you for setting up time to pray for us and making sure that you come deliver the word unto us.
Amen.
A word in season, a Amen. Word to strengthen the body of Christ.
Amen.
May God awesomely bless you.
Amen.
And yes, do remember, family, that Muruti is available on 082-787-9234. It's 082-787-9234. We are signing out. We are signing out, Limuruti, and we're going to leave you with the sounds of Percy Mthunzi, Every Day. And next up is Germany, Yanni Belsa with Perspective. Do enjoy the rest of our programs. I see him waving. Hi, Germany. How are you? How are you, Germany?
By God's grace, I'm fine. So good to see you and hear you and listen to you. And I have a great expectancy of Perspective. We're going to talk about just about everything that's happening in South Africa this time. So it's going to be a wonderful
Yeah, program. I saw you wrote something there on Donald Trump, the Bella Bill and all that. So we should be ready for all of that.
Mr. Ramaphosa invited him and said, come play some golf in South Africa. So we can talk about that. I don't know whether that's a good invitation or not, but let's just, I've got some guests and they will share their perspectives on this.
All righty then. We'll be tuned in. Thank you so much, Germany.
And thank you, ma'am.
And do stay tuned. You don't want to miss Germany with his guests and Perspective. Tot 12 uur. Do enjoy. And after Germany, Yanni Belsa, you will have Luke Mkwediputi on Heart to Heart. Love you too much. Let's meet again on Friday on Heart to Heart. Bye-bye.
We are here 24 hours a day with the message of hope, faith, and love on 657 AM.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Prayer, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you. Do you read the Word for Today daily devotionals? We wish to ensure that your copy reaches you on time. You can now receive the booklet directly at an address of your choice or via email if you prefer. It's easy. Visit radiopulpit.co.za, select your choice, and update your details. Or SMS the word devotional to 37871. You will receive a reply SMS with the options. Alternatively, contact client services on 012-334-1257. Standard rates apply.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.